7:44, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWLS. You just heard, of course, I hope you know by now, WWL is your station for your New Orleans Pelicans, here to help talk about Media Day yesterday and the season upcoming and preseason and the new team and so forth. Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me about Media Day yesterday.
Well, the biggest things were everybody wanted to see if Zion was truly fit, and he looked as good as we've ever seen him. He also talked about, you know, just doing things the right way. We've always talked about his professionalism being a problem, and he seemed to check all the boxes. But I think another big thing was looking at Brandon Ingram, seeing what he had to say. Mm-hmm. As we know, his name was mentioned in trade rumors now for the last three or so months. He still remains a Pelican, and he seemed pretty upfront about it. He said that, yes, he's going to play out his last year. He's likely not going to get an extension or sign one. A new contract with the Pelicans, doesn't think that both sides will come to an agreement. And he says he doesn't know what the future holds, whether he's going to sign his next contract either with the Pels or on another team. So he's, like I said, very upfront and just honestly not towing any kind of company lines. But again, you weren't too worried about him being a disruption, right? Usually when players are at the end of the deal or not getting what they want, they can be a disruption. But he put that to bed. David Griffin did as well. So it doesn't seem like there's going to be those type of issues. And lastly, the thing that stood out was Willie Green, of course, everybody else talking about how much they're going to play smaller this year, right? They don't have a true center, so to speak, one that's been a starter for a long time, like Jonas Valanciunas, who just left. They signed Daniel Theis. And Willie said, look, I'm going to play small. There's going to be a lot of games this year, tons of games, I think he actually said. Well, I'm not even going to have a traditional center playing any minutes. So Pelicans seem very dedicated to playing small. We'll see how that goes.
So for those of us that aren't huge basketball fans, explain what that means, playing small.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, traditionally there's obviously there's five players on the court at all times. One of those positions is always named a center. And the range basically for a center, starting center, is typically between, 6'10", to anywhere over 7 feet, and usually this player weighs at least 250 pounds. Well, the Pelicans had that guy last year, like I said, Jonas Valanciunas. This year, Daniel Theis, he's 6'8", weighs probably about 240 pounds. Behind him, Carlo Matkovich, who's a rookie, and he's basically in the mold of like Larry Nance, right? About same height, same size, same kind of vertical ability. So he's not a traditional center. And then the player that the Pelicans drafted over the summer, Eve Messi, right? But he's a raw rookie out of Baylor. He's only 19, barely played basketball in his career, so you can't expect him, even though he meets the size specifications, he's likely going to need the whole year probably, you know, training, working with developmental staff. So, yeah, the Pelicans don't have that traditional center.
I found it interesting what Brandon Ingram was saying about listening to his family and so forth. Talk about that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, it seemed like he needed to find some kind of peace, right, with everything that happened last year. And he told us, right, at the conclusion of the year, he had his worst season ever in New Orleans, right? And it started back with the FIBA tournament all the way through the season, the disappointments in the playoffs. And he said it was a tough year, by far my worst. And then, of course, not getting a contract, the one he probably wanted or expected from either the Pelicans or somebody else. So he had to find some kind of, like I said, harmony, escape. And he said he just basically went back to, you know, being around his family the way he used to be, to where he didn't want to meet other people's, not so much expectations, but doing what they basically asked of him, right? He just went back to being the person that wants and does what he wants to do. And so he says he kind of took that mindset where he's just living for himself. And apparently, like I said, he looked awfully comfortable, even on the podium. We're talking about these uncomfortable subjects, and he's a guy that usually doesn't even like talking to media. Mm-hmm. He seemed at peace. So that gives me hope that at least if this is his final year, Tommy, I think he's going to get through it. He's not going to be a guy going hog wild for his own shots because he's trying to earn a new contract, mm-hmm. where he's hurting the team's chances out there for wins and stuff because he's, you know, for selfish motivations. I think he's got a good mindset to where he's just going to do what's required of him. We'll see what that means, though.
What'd you see from Zion?
Yeah, like I said, body looks fantastic. I don't think we even saw him looking like this when he first came out of Duke. So So there was that. There was also the way he was talking. He, you know, in the past was a lot more jovial, joking with us, not being as serious, right? Even though some of the questions were serious in the past. But yesterday it was all business. He just really wants to win. He thinks he can become one of the leaders of the team. And he just pointed to, you know, being excited about there's more talent than we've ever seen on this team. Talked about DeJounte. And he was up front, too, about, you know, Pelicans not having a true center. He's like, yeah, that's actually an issue, right? We don't have one. So we'll find out real quickly whether we can play with as we're currently constructed with other teams and compete very well or not. So, no, I liked his matter-of-factness. Like I said, his professionalism shined. And it's something we've been waiting for, and it's now happening in year six.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Got any questions, comments about the Pels, 504-260-1870. We'll pick it up with Ollie Cosell, a credentialed NBA writer who covers the Pelicans when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 7:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans, of course, WWL. They have all the Pelican games this year. Let's talk about DeJounte Murray. What did he have to say yesterday, and how much better are the Pelicans likely to be since we have him?
Yeah, that was probably outside of seeing the way Zion's conditioning level was at and his professionalism. You were most excited to see exactly what DeJounte Murray is going to bring. Of course, we haven't seen him play basketball yet on the court, but he has a following or a known quantity of being a guy who's kind of an alpha, and that was the term that was used a lot yesterday. Pelicans needed a leader, especially in clutch time minutes last season. They threw away so many potential wins, and they saw that clearly as an issue. That's why they really wanted to add a point guard. And DeJounte Murray really fits the bill. He is a guy that can play on both ends of the court, right? He was known as being one of the best defenders when he was with San Antonio Spurs. That slipped over the last few years while with the Atlanta Hawks. But, again, that's kind of what happens when you go to bad teams, kind of dysfunctional teams. You don't play up to your full potential for whatever reason. But now the Pelicans have another defender again in the starting lineup, but also more importantly, they've got that playmaker, Tommy, and he's also going to be a good rebounder, right? There's some that say, hey, he can average anywhere between probably 7-8 rebounds a game, probably 8 or 9 assists. Give you the type of production I think we haven't seen here in a long time, right? Lonzo Ball, he was able to rack up the assists a lot, get you some rebounds, but he wasn't a good scorer, and he was a so-so defender. DeJounte Murray is a step above that. In fact, I think Pelicans haven't had a point guard this good since Drew Holiday, so that's going to make waves, I think, in their offensive production. Last season, offense was the weaker of the two sides, and especially, like I said, closing out games, those close games, they couldn't do it. I think DeJounte Murray is going to be able to unlock that.
What's a reasonable expectation for the Pelicans this season? In your opinion.
Yeah, see, that's tough, right? How are they going to fare against Nikola Jokic, like of the Denver Nuggets? All these teams that have the bigs, Joel Embiid with the Philadelphia Sixers. Mm-hmm. Are they going to get crushed by, say, 10, 15 rebounds on the glass and, of course, then give up too many easy buckets on the inside because they're so small? Or will they be able to overcome it? A lot like the Oklahoma City Thunder were able to last season. They were a team that was known to play a lot smaller than the competition, gave up more rebounds to their opponents, but they still found ways to win because they did a lot of other things well, shooting the ball well, causing a lot of turnovers, and, of course, having stellar point guard play with Shai Gilgeous. Now the Pelicans have a much better point guard, and they look like they're well-suited to run. They've got some of the best, longest wings, right, as a group, right? Brandon Ingram, Zion, you know, but Trey Murphy, Herb Jones. So the expectation is they're going to be versatile enough and be able to play small to where they're going to do a lot of things better on the court. And if they can do that, then there's no reason why, honestly, if they stay healthy, reasonably healthy, get to 50 wins or more. But if, like I said, if they don't really shine in all these other departments and then really get beaten up on the boards, well, they'll probably end up with, you know, a lower win total than last year's 49.
And real quick, tell me about training camp.
Yeah, so that starts today. They're going to be up in Nashville working out at Belmont University, and they'll stay there through Sunday. And then they're going to come back Monday, play their first preseason game against Orlando Magic. It's a weird timing, right? They play 12:30 in the afternoon. Not sure how many people are going to be able to attend that on Monday, but we're going to find out a lot of questions are going to be getting answered. Who's going to be in the rotation? How are they going to be able to play small? And if they can, who's going to be those faces during training camp? Because Willie's got to figure out his rotation.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Ollie, as always. Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer, covering the Pelicans. All the games could be here on WWL. It's going to be interesting to watch that season unfold. I'm excited about it. I really am, especially with DeJounte Murray. We'll see what happens. When we come back, we'll talk to Steve Geller, WWL sports director, about the Saints.